88 years after Hensel's overture was written, Lili Boulanger in France wrote the piece we will hear next. Boulanger inhabited the Paris of Fauré and Debussy, Diaghilev and Stravinsky. Her sister Nadia became one of the most highly sought-after composition teachers in the Western world, a calling she answered for nearly 70 years, nurturing such talents as Aaron Copland, Walter Piston, Virgil Thompson, Roy Harris, Elliot Carter, and our own Donald Grantham. Nadia was an extraordinary teacher, and perhaps the original recipient of this great nurturing gift was her little sister Lily, in whom Nadia instilled a sense of unlimited possibilities. As a small child, Lily accompanied Nadia to her lessons at the Paris Conservatoire. Later, she studied solfège and several instruments. But Lily was physically frail, and by the age of 17 became aware of the likelihood of an early death. She decided to devote all of her energies to becoming a composer. For 2 years, she pursued a systematic course of preparation to win the top prize for a composer, the Prix de Rome, which her father had previously won, and in which Nadia had earned a second place. Lily won the Prix de Rome on her second try in 1913 at the age of 19, the first woman to ever have done so. 5 years later, she died. In the interim, she left us several beautiful pieces which, in the words of Claude Debussy, undulate with grace. The last that she was able to complete in her own hand was entitled De Matin de Printemps, A Morning in Spring. We'll hear it now in another performance by the Women's Philharmonic, conducted by Joanne Folletta on a Koch International label.